My name's Nick Taylor. I'm a student nurse at King's College, and I'm in my second year of my BSci in adult nursing.
And why did you want to become a nurse?
I sat 2 years of chemistry. In the second year, well, in the summer of the first year into my second year, my sister had a car crash and died, which was quite horrible. But from that, I went back to uni, had a really bad year, and I took a gap year, and I was like, I'm really not enjoying this anymore. And in reflection, it was almost not a soulless job, but I quite enjoy being with people, and science can be a bit socially excluding at times. And I went to an A&E in my hometown, Northampton, and I met a male nurse who was the consultant nurse for an A&E, but he explained how it works, and I said to him, you know, I was a bit apprehensive being male, maybe going to nursing. He said, like, those days are gone. There's no, you know, you don't have to stay on site and live with the sisters of the ward anymore. So it's a bit more relaxed, and so he kind of gave me a bit more confidence.
Are there many other guys on your course?
On the adult course, I think there's about 20 male nurses out of 250 on our course. So I think that's about right. There's about a 10% male ratio to female. Whereas if you did mental health, say, I think it's more of a 30-70 split because more men traditionally go into that field.
Why do you think that is?
I haven't got an idea, but there's definitely a leaning towards mental health.
And have you thought about what areas you want to specialise in yet?
This is a tough one. I really enjoyed my second placement. It was 9 weeks on a cardiology ward, and it was relatively acute. So you see people come in who've come from home and they're quite unwell, and you help them get better. And initially it's quite intense, and you get to see a lot of procedures, and they go out and do a lot of things, but their health, you know, their quality of life improves rapidly. Whereas my most recent placement, which has been in the community, and it's much more longer term, and I've also really enjoyed that. So, you know, meeting people regularly, seeing how their lives are getting on, talking about them more socially, and it's not just their health, but also, you know, psychologically how they're getting on. And I'm a bit torn now because there's not really a place where you get to see both, where it's long-term but acute, or, you know, short-term but you develop really good relationships.
There are a lot more men going into nursing now. Do you think, does that make a difference to you? I mean, does it affect, is it nice to work with other men, or does it not make a difference?
I've experienced a few different types of wards. My first ward, there was a couple of guys who worked there. My second ward was the same. There was two guys who worked there. And it was kind of like everyone got on, and it was, you know, so what? We're all doing the same job. You know, maybe you might say, would you mind giving so-and-so a wash or something because they prefer to have a woman wash them? Or likewise, a man, you might be asked saying, oh, would you mind washing this gent because I think he'd rather have someone of the same sex, which is really convenient, especially these days where culturally we have to be much more aware. But then on the other side, I've seen places and been to places where it's been female dominated and I've not seen a single male nurse, and it is a bit